Multiple Ellensburg High School musicians received honors at last weekend's Regional Orchestra Solo and Ensemble Competition. Category winners were Sam Altman Coe, string bass solo, Adrian Sexton, cello, and Maggie Bello, string bass, small string ensemble. The quartet of Sean Riley and Jenny Hawk on violin, Piper Dothwaite viola, and Sam Altman Coe bass earned first alternate in small string ensemble. These musicians advanced to compete in the state solo and ensemble at CWU the last weekend in April. Clay Ellum Skate Park organizers are seeking $350,000 in state grant funding this legislative session to complete phase two of the skate park project. The Clay Ellum City Council approved a letter of support for the funding request at its Monday meeting. Phase one of the skate park was completed last July for $285,000. If state funding is obtained, the plan is to complete phase two this summer. The state of public health in Kittitas County is the topic at the League of Women Voters of Kittitas County's program at 7 p.m. today at the Howe Holmes Community Center. The program will feature Kittitas County Health Officer Dr. Mark Larson, KVH CEO Julie Peterson, and Robin Reed of the Kittitas Valley Health Network discussing health care in the county. CWU's Living with Climate Change series features an interactive town hall discussion of eco-anxiety at 5 p.m. today in the Dean Hall lobby. The Living with Climate Change series runs through winter and spring quarters and is designed to help people move toward therapeutic and practical responses to living in a changing environment. The Ellensburg School Board will receive an update on the superintendent search at its meeting at 6 p.m. today in the Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School gym. Troy Turnow has been serving as interim superintendent this year as the school board conducts its search. Forecasters from the Northwest Avalanche Center will present at 6 p.m. Thursday at Drew Brew Clay Ellum Tap Room. They'll discuss avalanche safety, weather conditions, and the current winter season. The event is free, but people must RSVP to enter a raffle. Information is available on the Drew Brew website. The Upper Kittitas Senior Center is hosting a free ice cream social from 1:30 to 3:30 Friday at the Centennial Center. People will be able to create their sundaes with a variety of toppings. And the annual Keene Winter Fair is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday at Howe Holmes Community Center. The event features 30 different entities coming together to provide a free, family-friendly way to connect with environmental, educational, and sustainable opportunities in the community. CWU's ROTC will be conducting a tactical exercise carrying backpacks and simulated rifles at Irene Reinhardt Riverfront Park from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Signs will be posted at the park, and a person will be stationed at the Umtanum Gate and the I-90 Underpass Bridge area. The Ellensburg High School boys and girls basketball teams host Othello tonight. The girls' tip-off is at 5:30 p.m. and the boys at 7 p.m. These games were postponed earlier this month due to weather. And the Fish Open Table lunch is spaghetti and meatballs, garlic, lemon, green beans, and mixed fruit. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. And the community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 36 degrees. Sunset is at 4:52 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 29 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. There is a 100% chance of snow during the morning. You can find all this news and information at our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.